Hare Krishna, Japa, increasing taste and concentration, Tech 2, Part 4, dealing with anger and pride. One of the worst defects or problems with a conditioned soul is anger. So let's discuss overcoming anger, which prevents us from chanting pure name and becomes the cause of committing various nam aparads, especially saruninda. When one sits down to chant japa, 16 rounds every day, or 1 lakh, while one churns the ocean of the holy names by chanting over and over again, from Tulsi bead to Tulsi bead, sometimes waves of anger arise within the mind. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever seen? You're chanting nicely, and all of a sudden, you feel angry. You feel angry about something or someone, or even about yourself. These are rising waves of anger that come from our mind, from our sanskaras. But these waves of anger will gradually subside by steadily chanting Krishna's name and crying out to Krishna. If the distraction of anger becomes insurmountable, one should continue to chant while speaking to your anger with the following meditation. Why am I feeling angry at this person or that person? Angry at my wife or angry at my husband? Angry at the world? Why are these thoughts coming? Why do I feel like this? I'm sitting here peacefully in the early morning. I'm chanting Krishna's sanctifying, beautiful, blissful names. And anger is coming to my mind. What should I do when this anger suddenly appears? We should use that anger against ourselves and see that my body, my mind are so greedy for enjoyment and sense gratification. Actually, I'm an enemy of Krishna and his devotees because of my selfishness and my egocentric nature. I don't know how to love. I only know how to take. I don't know how to give. Instead of always remembering the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and thinking of their happiness and how to please them and how to satisfy them, I'm always thinking and engaged and searching for my own happiness. I'm always engaged in gossip and fault-finding. I'm not actually looking at myself at all. I'm so busy looking at others and measuring and judging and weighing. I should be angry at this nature of mine. I'm not seeing my own faults. Therefore, first I should express my anger toward myself. I'm actually an enemy to the devotees. I should beat my crazy mind or tie up this monkey of my mind. I have to purify myself. In every way, I should try to have exemplary character and sincerely serve Sri Hari, Sri Guru, and the Vaishnavas. If anger comes, let me express it toward my bad tendencies, my desire to be recognized or material gain or position, and just trying to enjoy. Along these lines, our Shastras, Chaitanya Charitamrita, remind us of 6 unwanted things which in themselves can cause anger, and we should never be involved with any of these 6 distractions, wrong activities. Nishiracara, kutinati, Jivahinsa, Labha, Puja, and Pratishta. Love, Puja, and Pratishta. So these six forbidden things or unwanted anarthas, and aparads, are nishida achara. Achara, behavior, which is against siddhi or against prema. Forbidden actions, which are against shastra, like engaging in illicit mixing with men and women, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. So these forbidden actions means to break the four regulative spiritual religious principles. Kutinati, very popular in the modern world, fault finding, duplicity, and diplomacy. Examine ourselves and think, am I a fault finder? Am I duplicitous? Am I diplomatic? Or am I straightforward and grateful and appreciative and honest in all my dealings and interactions with others, especially with other devotees? I should be free from finding any faults other than my own faults and try to improve them. I should be free from duplicity and always stand for the truth and live the truth and speak the truth. And I should not be diplomatic or double dealings. I should be transparent in all my speaking and acting. Kutinati. 3. Jivahinsa. To kill jivas, animals, or any living entity, and also to be envious of others. This is a form of killing someone. Often we see in the modern world if someone becomes very envious of another person, that envy turns into anger, and that anger often manifests murderous intentions or malicious behavior. You want to speak badly about the person and slight the person, and even envy can go so far as to eliminate the person. Oh, this person makes me so angry. I'm so envious of this person. I want to destroy them, eliminate them, finish them. So this is a very dangerous anartha, an unwanted way of thinking or feeling or seeing reality, which blocks progress in bhakti and prevents one from chanting Shuddh Nam, pure Nam, Jivahimsa. Number 4, Labha, or Lobha. Greed, greed, greed for material gain. I want this and I need that and I want this and that and I need more of this and more of that. This will continue forever and never leave us unless we cry out for the mercy of Krishna Nam. 5, Puja, desire to be big, desire for worship, popularity, admiration, and honor from others. One can think about the puja tendency within us. How many of us want puja? Our selfie pictures, our little messages on Facebook, and all the things we do to gain attention, to attract admiration, and to be worshipped. Oh, you look so great. You look so young. Then where is the room for Radha Puja, Krishna Puja, Vaishnava Puja? We're busy at every moment arranging self-worship and self-vees, selfies and self-worship and puja, then we'll never find Krishna and his love and his eternal loving service. Number 6, Pratishta. Desire for name, fame, and high position. Pratishta. It goes on everywhere. So what to do? How to overcome these problems of distraction and these six coverings and unwanted things. Pray, pray and pray. Praying works, praying is powerful. Pray for Krishna's mercy. The compassionate Sri Krishna always helps a sincere sadhaka. Pray to Krishna to help you chant distinctly and attentively. Everything is possible if we concentrate and fix the mind on Krishna's sweet lotus feet. Everything is possible if we concentrate and fix the mind on Krishna's sweet lotus feet. We can pray, oh Krishna, please Krishna, please Krishna, please help me. I don't chant very well and I can't concentrate. Oh Krishna, today my deviant mind refuses to follow my direction. Please help me. Please allow me to taste the full nectar of your holy name. O Krishna, O Radha, without your mercy there is no hope at all for such a fool as me. Thus ends the description of Tech 2, Part 4, Overcoming Anger and Distraction.